Masechtas Idyas Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Aleph. Misha Nader Naziris Meruba. If someone accepted upon himself a long term of Naziris, meaning a standard Naziris is 30 days, and he accepted it for more than that, and he was outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now the problem with being outside Eretz Yisrael is the Chachamu Geiza, the land outside Eretz Yisrael is Tamei. The Hishlam Nazirusai, so he finished up his days outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then he came to Eretz Yisrael. He has to accept for 30 days Naziris, since the Tumah of Chutz La'aretz is only a Tumah D'Rabbanan. So he be'etzem really fulfilled his obligation of Naziris out of Eretz Yisrael. But since the Chacham were Geizer, so they were Geizer, they required him to keep a standard Naziris of 30 days. He has to start from the beginning. He has to do his full term of Naziris, since he observed it out of Eretz Yisrael, he has to now observe it in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning they knast him the entire Naziris, then he has to fulfill the entire Naziris in Eretz Yisrael. If someone has two sets of witnesses testifying about him, one set of Edom says that he accepted upon himself two terms of Naziris, meaning 60 days. Another group of Edom says that he accepted 150 days. Shammai says you throw them both out because they contradict each other. And since they contradict each other, neither one of these Edom are accepted. Meaning the guy is saying, I didn't accept any Naziris. One group is saying he accepted 60 days. Another group of Edom is saying he accepted 150 days. We throw them both out. Included in 5 is 2. So therefore, meaning you have 4 Edom saying at least 2 Naziris. Therefore, the law is that he has to keep 2 terms of Naziris because both Edom agree on this din. Mishnah Yud Beis. Adam Shu Nason Tachas Hasedek. So what's that then? The rule is like this. This is also a Mishnah that appears in Eilis. If you have a roof covers both a dead body and a person or a keli, so Tumah is transmitted from the dead person through the oil. However, if there's a crack that goes from one side of the roof all the way to the other side of the roof, so now you have two separate sections, in that case the Tumah of the mace does not transfer to the other side of the crack of the people on the other side. But now let's say if between this crack and the roof there's an object, like a board or a garment, so now that subject, that object, if it's at least a tefach above the ground, it serves as an oil, and now that oil connects the two sides, and now it'll be metame from the corpse on one side of the crack in the roof to the person, or to the keli that's on the other side, or the person that's on the other side of the roof. So over here the Mishnah tells us, Adam Shu Nasin. So let's say instead of having an object underneath the crack, we have a person who's lying by the crack, Tachas HaSedek, underneath that crack in the roof. Since you don't have a tefach of space between the person, there's no ear space, the person's laying on the floor, so you don't have a tefach to make that into an oil, it does not connect the two sides of the roof, and therefore the tumah doesn't transfer. Meisol says, no, Adam Chalulu, a person is hollow, meaning a person inside of him has a tefach of hollow. Since there's a tefach hollow inside the person, therefore the person connects the two sides of the roof, but Sada Elyon maybe as Hatumah. And now the upper side of his body becomes like an oil, and it spreads the tumah from one side of the crack to the other side, and therefore the kalim on the other side will become tummy from the mace. Have a good day.